The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday after Christmas is from Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 10 to 13. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, for fainted in distant coastlands. He who scattered Israel will gather them, and will march over his flock like a shepherd. For the Lord will ransom Jacob, and redeem them from the hand of those stronger than they. They will come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. They will rejoice in the bounty of the Lord. The grain, the new wine, and the oil, the young of the flock and herd. They will be like a well, watered garden, and they will sorrow no more. Then maidens will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. This is the word of the Lord. We will seek to gradual recursively, to us a seventh born, to us a son is given.
And to our blessing on his shoulders.
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God.
Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Sing to the Lord on his song.
For he has done marvelous things.
The epistle reading is from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 to 18. In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of this salvation perfect through suffering, both the one who makes man holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. He said, I will declare your name to my brothers. And in the presence of the congregation, I will sing your praises. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, he said, Hail Mary, and the children God has given me. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shed his humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives work out in slavery by the affair of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted,